6:30 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439-441 Main Street, Catskill, New York, regarding renewal of the cable franchise agreement by and between the Town of Catskill and Mid-Hudson Cablevision Incorporated, Catskill, New York. A copy of the renewal agreement is available for public inspection during normal business hours at the Town Clerk's Office, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, and the town's website, www.townofcatskillny.gov. The board will welcome public comment at that time and in writing by order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. So to, just a little bit of history, so it's with Mid-Hudson Cable, our franchise fees, and they're a 15-year agreement that, that's what has been historically done, and it's a non-exclusive agreement, so it's not like if another company was available to come in or wanted to bring competition into Town of Catskill, that would be, you know, we would be open. So this agreement does not in any way affect, you know, the competitive of the market here. And, let's see, I think it's highlighted. So it's basically, Mid-Hudson Cable will pay 3% of the gross monthly revenue received paid to Mid-Hudson Cable service by subscribers residing within a municipality for cable television service purchased by subscribers on regular reoccurring monthly, including pay-per-view and advertising sales. But some of the other items, if it's on a discount or it's for equipment, those type of items are not part of that agreement, or if they do specials and such of that nature. So that's pretty much what the...
What about the phones? I mean, they're going to buy phones now.
That's a part of it.
I know, but why not?
Because it's, you know, afraid to go up on the...
It's kind of disheartening that nobody here from Mid-Hudson Cable bothered to come and answer any questions when...
I...
Do pay-per-views even exist anymore?
Yes.
Do they?
Pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Yeah. I paid for the Tyson Fury fight the other night, but not on Mid-Hudson Cable. But if there's pay-per-view out there...
You're going to see these numbers get smaller and smaller as more and more people straight to shoot.
Historically, if you go back in our revenue and our data, revenue is decreasing ever so slightly every year because there's more streaming services out there, so...
Satellites.
Satellites, so TV, as we know it, or do it back in, you know, when they came to town in the '70s or, you know, Mid-Hudson, but again, that was a great thing, but I think, you know, this television subscriber rates have peaked because there's so many other different options, and people watch television on handheld devices and many other things that I'm not really, to be honest, it's not something that I do want, but I would, but my wife kind of likes the regular television. So, but again, it is based on television, TV, it's not, you know, it's not modems or high-speed internet or items like that are not inclusive in the franchise agreement. Any questions on that?
Liz, maybe you know, where's our one free service?
We have a free service?
According to this contract, there isn't.
Supposed to be.
Number 7. Free service.
Highway, maybe?
Yeah.
This is upon request, so if we don't have this free service, or maybe basically might be...
There's no basic service anymore.
Maybe the schools, public municipal buildings, okay, then the primary service area, and support needs too.
Any other questions on the franchise agreement?
What's the sense of going here and answering?
Again, I think we have this public hearing, that doesn't mean if we have questions that aren't answered tonight, we don't have to, we could either keep the public hearing open, or we could still close it, any questions that arise that we have, we don't do a resolution tonight accepting this agreement, and then at our next meeting, we can move forward with the resolution. So if we're not satisfied and we have unanswered questions, we'll just do the public hearing and we will not move forward with the agreement, which is probably the way I would proceed.
So this is for television and internet access?
Just television.
Just television.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine. So I think I read something about if you wanted it or it wasn't available, there would be so many people people in order to, and I'm just thinking of.
And there's some underserved. There's a few underserved areas still in the town of Catskill, especially if you get out on the outskirts of Kiskatown. What happens if you're in the agreement, they'll extend a cable for 250 feet. Anything beyond that, then it would become the homeowner's expense. So they're providing service from a distance that the cable is available on a pole. After 250, then it becomes the homeowner's responsibility. And that's also in the agreement.
I'd be curious to see if they can provide some data, like how many TV subscribers saying they lost over the last 5 years.
That data is available. And again, if you want to follow up, or I'll follow up with Mid-Hudson Cable to get a little bit more data and information on it.
Because I know they offer, if you have their internet, they offer what's called TV Everywhere. Is there online streaming?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I signed up for it. I've only used it probably once or twice because wherever I go, they actually have. My family all has it. But I thought it was a good idea if you had a college student that they can kind of piggyback possibly on that.
It only works because if you're in this, depending on what area, because if you don't move black out if you're
in a competitive market. Any other further questions?
Number 17, public education and governmental access. What is that?
I'm not going to tell you the answer to that, but I do know if you look at it. Right, there's a certain amount of public service channels, but I don't want to, totally
cover that channel.
But like Channel 11, or like when Lance Mueller may be on there, that they have to give a certain amount of airtime to everybody. But that doesn't mean what time of day you're going to get. So like if you watch the Lance Mueller thing, that's available, and that is by the way. I think that's what they're talking about there. But again, I could ask Rachel about that, or if somebody comes and follow up on those couple of questions, which would be great to so it's unfortunate.
What are the standards for public education and governmental access? The term public access channel is a channel designated for non-commercial use by the public on first come, first serve, non-discriminatory basis. It's your PBS and your
and it's the local
that channel 11.
It's
the local broadcast.
Right. So it's the channel 11. So if somebody produces a smaller show like Neighbors, they're obligated to give Lance or that type of programming airtime. But, again, not at what time. Any other ones you want to go over tonight? We entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Nothing.
Motion by Duane, second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. I think it's... He moves us really to not move forward on passing a resolution to adopt the agreement until next meeting. That way we have a few unanswered questions. We'll be able to do a little better job. Okay, so now we need public hearing. We've got to close it. So we need to set the minutes for the public hearing. Can I change on the meeting on April 5th? Also the minutes from the town board meeting on April 20th.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick, second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Correspondence, we had a letter from Bart Casco regarding Music in the Park sponsorship levels, which we sponsored at our last meeting. Proposal from the post-closure landfill manager reporting for Bart and the Judas for the 2022-2024 for a total of $10,200, which we passed a resolution, I believe, at our last meeting for that as well.
Mm-mm.
We did not.
Mm-mm.
So then we should be able to pass that resolution for that. We'll go back to that after we get done with the correspondence, because they've had a lot of experience with that for the whole landfill, so that's going to be a pretty easy thing. So landfill. And an email from Maddie Easter, regarding sending me a letter of support. And if we didn't do that, I think that's not a bad idea. It's really going to bring more the potential of, you know, this finally getting a little traction in Washington. And it's,
if I'd like to read it first. Did you have all experience dealing with it? As far as usability of it?
It's going all the way down to New Jersey, and it's got support from, I don't know, one of the communities, but one from that, from what I've worked in, that your Bethlehem is supported with that. And it's just new money that they're trying to get for the Hudson Valley all the way up to New Jersey, you know, for the coastlines and climate change and flooding. It's again, I you know,
and what you're allowed to build.
We'll deal with that at the next meeting too. But I'll forward you some more emails on that. I believe you have an email on that. The Watershed Protection Act, and it's sponsored by Congressman Taco, and it's various other co-sponsors, like maybe 10 to 15 other co-sponsors of that bill so far. So I think it's I would be in favor of supporting. And it's, again, it's still, it's an uphill thing, it's still down in Congress, and, you know, so it's even if we, you know, just getting a little more traction and get it up there, and hopefully they can get it to a vote at some point in the future in Washington. Next one we had is an email from David Vippler from the Catskill Golf Resort, extension of the Water Sewer District to the east side of Brooks Lane to include the northern boundaries, and he included his parcel, which is 138.00.15-24. So we've been in correspondence with Mr. Victor on that as well.
Was there an escrow set up with him?
Not yet with him. Because, I mean, right now he's not, you know, his project was a minor subdivision, but if he proceeds with anything additional, I would say, you know, that's going to be up to the planning board. I would assume that an escrow would be established.
But to extend this, we need an escrow for him because he's paying for this.
Right, correct. And right, I mean, at this point, he's got a petition to the town board, other in a different fashion than just having a letter given to us. So he's been referred through our town attorney on the proper process if he's interested in extending that district. So it's kind of right now. You know, it's more of an informative point that we're at because he's asking us to extend it. But again, there's a lot of other work that has to be included. It's not as simple as just coming in and asking the town board to extend the sewer district. So there's like 3 or 4 different line items in the town municipal code on the state level. And if we get to that point, that is obviously going to be involving the village and many other entities to make sure that we have the capacity. Yeah. Such like that, DEC, you know, it's a longer process.
The town attorney referred to the same attorney that represented the Palacios.
Correct. Or anybody else if it's choosing, but exactly. Okay, so that's on there, and then we got an email today from Catskill Central School Council and the CES PBIS program for the golf. It's a golf tournament sponsored a ship request from the school. Can you tell us a little more about that, Patrick? Or okay. I mean, we have the levels. If anybody's interested in sponsoring,
if anything, we should sponsor as board members, not the town, because
yeah, so we've done
that.
Yeah,
at a minimum, I think we should do that.
Town of Catskill doesn't sponsor.
Right, those type of events. So I think we can do that as a group. I mean, do you know the sponsorship level that they have in there?
Yep, $50 for a tee sign. $100 is a silver sponsorship, $150 is gold, and $200 is premium.
Okay. And we're going to spend our own money outside of the town board. But let's, before we leave, I mean, we can get a commitment on if we're interested. I mean, a tea sponsor is, you know, very simple for sure. If we just put, you know, town board of Catskill on a tea sponsor, I mean, obviously, we're going to go higher if that's what the board would like to do as a group.
You're also paying to play it.
They asked me to play it, and I about a couple, you know, I have nothing to do with the town. So I said, "Oh, I'm glad you're here." And I said, "Sure." So I'm not officially signed up, but I imagine I am. Okay.
continuing business.
Anything under continuing business? Anybody like that?
New business. Linda, thanks for coming down. We're excited to hear about the Thomas Cole update.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate your time. And I did want you to know that there is some exciting stuff going on this season. We have an exhibit that, as an old Cole fan, took my breath away. And when I mentioned this to my husband, he said, that's not going to impress anybody on the town board. tell them the visitors you expect to get for this exhibit. And that is really big, too. The it's a special thing because, first of all, it's old coal. Normally when we have exhibits, there's an artist who followed Cole and somebody else who he worked with or whatever. This is all Cole. It's the biggest exhibit we've ever put it. It's almost, well, it's about 30 artworks of Cole, some large, some small, some incredibly done. And it all started with a daydream. The curator had this fantasy of what was here in this studio, because we recreated that studio a few years ago, rebuilt what had been there. And he wondered, especially what had been there when Cole so suddenly died at the age of 47. What was he working on? What did he want to work on? What notes did he have? That sort of thing. And then he went about, for some years, finding what had been there and where it was now. So this is the culmination of quite a long period of research. And that has taken the eye of a number of large institutions. They love this kind of thing. There's been a hardcover book produced by a publisher in Germany who intends to spread it internationally about this exhibit. And there's a lot of press in the city. The Wall Street Journal was here the other day to look it over. And there'll be more of that. So I just wanted you to be aware that this is, we've grown into a very special time, and this is a very special year. And you yourself, as a resident here, want to go see it. You do.
I'll definitely do that.
Because it's us.
It is.
Cole loved Catskill. He was constantly encouraged to move to the city. And he just loved it here. So much so that some people refer to him as the Catskill Hermit. Because he felt like we did. He wasn't going to spend his life down there. So the theme of the show is memory and inspiration. And that got me thinking about the fact that 21 years ago, we started as an army of volunteers. There was no paid personnel at the Cole House in those days. It ran without paid personnel for 3 years. And one of the generals of that group was Sybil Tannenbaum, who's a lifelong resident of Catskill and who had complete charge of the house in a way that still amazes me, even though I was there. I always called myself her minion. And if you don't know Sybil, her husband was Dick Tannenbaum, who ran the pharmacies.
He had the Rexall drugstore on
Main Street. Right. And this is his quiet wife.
Was that Nicotarian?
Not Nicotarian.
Yeah, it was in that building.
Was it Nicotarian?
It was in that same building.
Was it on the left? Because what was it? Yeah. There was a Rexall drugstore on the
right.
On the right hand side.
That was
sure.
He had Sherman's fruits.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, so yeah. it could be his property relation for sure.
That's so.
And the salient point is that we're. I always said to Sybil, someday there'll be a tree here with your name on it. And we're actually doing that. The 22nd of May, We're going to have a little ceremony. There's a lovely cherry tree that's been planted right here in the front of the house. And we have a free open house, community open house from 3 to 4. People can come and see that exhibit I just told you about and anything in the main house that interests them. And we'll have music on the porch for that period of time. Then at 4 o'clock, Rabbi Zoe is going to kick us off with a blessing and a song. And we will have Betsy Jacks make some remarks about Sybil's work. But you have to remember, the temple has been the very best neighbor the Cole House could ever have dreamed of.
Parking, access, everything.
Everything. They loaned us their building for when we had nowhere to have lectures and things. They loaned us their temple.
Right.
I mean, you can't get any better than that. They've been great. So it's wonderful that she's there in this theme of memory and inspiration to give Sybil a boost, too. And let's see, what else?
Did you go?
Oh, yeah. We haven't broken ground yet, but we're planning on it. We had a board meeting the other night and decided that we would just everybody bring their own shovel to the site and take a picture and get it going. So, yes, that will be a building called the Cole Center, which will be our visitor center. And it will also serve as a lecture hall and so forth. It'll be a versatile building. Our current visitor center will become a workshop where kids can go for their school trips and so forth.
Right. And it's still going to be accessed the same way through the temple property, or
it'll come off of Hudson Avenue.
Hudson Avenue where Knowles,
yeah.
Okay,
right.
That's going to be great.
There's a garage in there now which will come down, and the building will be set back away from the main site. The idea is to have it be in the trees, but it'll have the best view of anything on the site except for the main house, which can see the mountains.
It's a beautiful building. I'm trying to see if I have it.
Yeah, it's designed by Stephen Shadley, who is one of Architects Digest's 10 best in the United States. And he happens to be on our board.
That's a great board member.
Isn't that a great board member? So he's doing the work pro bono, and it's a lot of work.
That's exciting.
Yes. It's going to be another big year. And the fact that we're not that old. I mean, 21 years old for this kind of a thing going on now, and what they have planned for the future is really remarkable. And Sybil is one of the reasons.
Have you given, as there's been more attendance since they had the skywalk with the cross pollination?
Yes.
You've seen a lot, an increase in visitorship?
Definitely. And if we hadn't run into COVID, I'd be comparing notes with the old game farm at this point.
No, I actually did one summer at Alana, so I kind of got a little appreciation of
The combination is good for both of us.
Absolutely.
And finally, Alana seems to have seen that light, that this is good for both of us. Because as the two, we're a destination.
And as getting more groups involved, instead of going to Alana for an afternoon and then going down to another location, there is an opportunity to actually have visitors stay longer, maybe an overnight or two night stay before they move on to another location for historical.
Yes.
So I mean, that I know Alana's been working on that too, and I think it's a good idea to increase tourism and just
definitely.
It's a great.
And it's a natural fit. Frederick Church was Thomas Cole's student, and they loved each other. It was kind of like either an uncle and a nephew sort of a thing. There's 20 years difference in their ages, Cole being the elder and the teacher. But there was a tavern here, the Bull's Head Tavern, and down by the creek.
That's where Tatiana's kind of that area now.
Right, in that area. And that's where they used to go drink coal in church. And they ran a tab and paid for it by painting the owner a sign of a bull's head, and coal did one side and church did the other side. And that's still with us. That's at the Fenimore Museum in Cooperstown.
Okay.
So they were citizens of the village. They loved it here. They were happy with each other. They revered each other. So the fact that their houses can now help this area is a good thing.
So one of my things is just going to the Catskill Public Library as a very young person.
Yes.
And they had to, and I didn't have an appreciation at that age, a large painting.
Prometheus Bound, it's called.
And they had like a little sign, please don't touch. And maybe a little buzzer if you got a little too close to the painting. And now I have no idea, but I mean, what's the value when something like that? And it was just pretty much, thank God it survived, just because
It was there, too, until the roof leaked. And as disasters would have it, it leaked on that painting. And it was restorable, but when it was all restored, the public library really didn't want the responsibility back, because now coal had been rediscovered, his paintings were becoming more and more valuable. So they lent that to us on a recurring loan basis, so that every season we're open, it's on display at the coal site, and anyone who has a Catskill Public Library card gets into the site for free.
Nice.
Yeah. And then in the winter, it goes to Vassar, to their museum, and comes back when we open. So that you'll see that same painting in the new studio exhibit.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
because it brings back the childhood memories.
Sure.
And you, honestly, you go pop, the coal house, and it was, back in the 60s and 70s, there wasn't a lot of interest.
It's amazing to think that that house, I remember seeing it then, and my husband told me that this house belonged to a famous artist, and I thought, it's going to fall down in 20 minutes. I don't know.
I complimented it, and all the hard work, and it's a fabulous location, and it's just going to grow and help our community go forward.
That's why Sybil got involved. That's why I first got involved, was because we thought it could help the area.
And a lot of vision.
Hope.
And a lot of hard work.
Thank you very much, Linda. We look forward to attending the event on the 22nd.
Excellent.
Thank you. You want to talk a little bit about pet cemeteries?
It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
The original.
Scary.
I think we got to look at a fee structure. I mean, right now it's...
We have to come up with, a spot.
Right.
Then a fee structure.
Right. If we want to expand, right? I mean, as it stands now, we do have a small pet cemetery in the town of Catskill. And again, that was in another news article, and so I think we're going to get more interest being that was out there. And again, I think it was more word of mouth before, but it starts to be like a publicized
thing. So
we're not necessarily prepared right now.
What are the legalities between burying a pet and a person? Can we do the natural burial with the pets?
That's how that would work. That or the remains of a pet that would come into the pet cemetery. Yes, it would be. But again, if we want to expand out the location that we're utilizing right now, that's something we can look at. And then we probably have to do a little bit of, survey, but we're laying out a little bit of land and then where these plots would be. And I don't think that's really a big something we can do in-house. And if that's not a suitable spot, we could look at another location too. So we'll have to just see what the interest is in the pet cemetery. It was there forever. We all love pets, but I think they're just more so. It's just
a lot of people.
parks now. And they, you know, like growing up, we always had a tree with our pets on it. Well, since that family home has been sold, our pets are now under somebody else's tree. Whereas having a common place to put your pet might make a lot of sense to people because they
you need
in an apartment and they don't have a place to bury their pet or they want to keep. You know, it's a nice spot for them.
It's nice to have a tree place for your pets as well. I got mine in my backyard in the tree, and I got a nice little stone that I made up myself. And, but again, when I'm not at that location,
My dog's my country because I knew I wasn't going to stay where I was from there, so I was going to bury it there.
Okay. So, it's just redundant with on the new business. So we'll do a little follow up. You want to work on that a little bit? I mean, I'll definitely do the lay of the land and
yeah, we'll just look at it and see what it looks like because I've never been able to find it.
I see it every day just about because I walk there, but it's along the side. It's along the bypass. And if,
by the guardrail?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's when if you.
Okay, I think I know where it is. If you go into the go in and then go behind St. Pat's and go towards the Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's right.
Okay.
So if you were going east, if you were going east on 23, and you look over, it's right there. All right. So we want to do a resolution on the Barton and Judas for the landfill. I think that's important.
Just to allow the supervisor to sign the agreement.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Just
make a motion to allow the supervisor to sign the landfill monitoring Barton logo.
Second.
By Don, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried. Like I said, it's $3,400 annually and for a total 3-year projection of $10,200. So that's very good.
That comes out of the landfill
account. Mm-hmm. And they've been the same engineering company's been doing that since day one of the closures.
Stick with that until
you exactly. That ends up happening. Okay. Judas is coming.
Scenic Hudson.
I think Jared wanted to get more.
I'd really like to read the proposed act before.
It's in the email, but there's a link to that.
Yeah, I just didn't have time to work to read it. I was going to read it tonight.
Okay.
But I don't think it would be a problem doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just want to read everything that comes with it as far as federal government control of the wetlands.
So it's House Bill 467. So that is interesting. But, it's good. I think it's worthwhile. But again, I think you have to know what you're actually supporting. But for me, I think it's definitely the right thing to help out along the Hudson River. And
the title's always good. Sometimes the chapters within it are the best.
Okay, let's we'll talk about pool tables for our senior center.
Yeah, I'm good with whatever you guys decide. I mean, our quote was very affordable from the one.
Yeah. You were like 38 and change, right?
Yeah, pull up that picture to look because I forgot the bill.
And they're both Brunswick tables.
Yeah, so this was $3,800 to deliver it, and he may possibly give us something for the table there on trade. Mm-hmm. If it's worthless, then that's a whole throw on ourselves.
So what's the total?
$3,800, including delivery. Yes, which also includes the cover and the rail covers, the freight, the setup.
Do we have a choice on the color of the felt? Is it going to be green, brown?
I said just green.
Okay.
Because it doesn't show the dust. And that's why I went with the driftwood, so it doesn't show dust. The actual table's driftwood.
So you have a little appreciation for, because through the senior center, we had pretty little liners there. So this is kind of for the compensation for that, because the seniors kind of
gave the
center up. So you kind of said you were liking to give the center up for that. We can get you a few items. For the seniors, that's going to last for many more years, so that's kind of it.
That's great.
So that's how we kind of felt about the agreement, and we want to give it back to the seniors of what we received there. So, I mean, I'm okay with either one of you guys. You know, everybody feels happy with the furniture logo. I learned more
in the last 3 weeks than I ever wanted to know because I don't play pool. But the one good thing is it's a 1-inch slate, which is the only thing you should play on.
Right.
It doesn't have automatic ball return because that breaks a lot because people drop the chalk in the pockets and need a service call.
Right.
You know, this gentleman that I got the call from, long story short, I was there for 2 hours because his father sold a pool table to Mike Tyson at Custom Auto. So he had to show me the room with the pictures and all that.
And then I'm sure it's not the same one that we're making.
No. It was actually for the, they delivered it to the to the gym. So
oh, right.
It's still there. Yeah. No. Oh, it's on our TV.
Like I said, the other one's a little more furniture, like the other one's a little more commercial, but I think either one's going to play well and everybody's going to be delighted because
of one of the reasons I did the black, the shiny black, I just worried about it showing dust constantly and, you know, because it's
not good. And I talked with Jamie.
And what I liked about him is he was including the cover, so when it's not used to be the cover in case people don't spill stuff on it.
Okay.
But this guy can hear number right away.
Right.
This one's not there till July. He's got 70-hour order. It's like,
right. This is a bigger company that you have some in the warehouse. I mean, if you want to, I mean, I can go with either one. And then if,
so their quote included delivery and everything.
Delivery for
$5,000 or $4,000.
Well, for that $4,098. So you really, you know, it's a couple. Again, they're they're a little bit further away, so the delivery is probably the difference in pricing. But I mean, why don't we can go either. Why don't we call and find out what the delivery period would be from...
he said July.
July. If he, so that's only 8 weeks away. So. Because this guy's going to be 2 to 3 weeks away anyway, so...
So his price, that price there, the $4,098, is on a Black Wolf.
No. No, the Black Wolf, is, that's a step up. That's roughly $4,600.
Oh, the second line.
No, the Allentown's basically $4,100.
Okay.
So we're 300. I mean, so we should probably go with the lower bit. And yeah, you know, that's good. For safety.
And then the Allentown that I picked up, this is darker. Ours is going to be lighter wood.
Okay, whatever you pick out.
Well, I just figured for longevity, the lighter the wood, it's not going to show as many wires.
Okay. Got to keep 60 or 100 people happy. No, at least 10 or 12. You know, okay. They're going to be happy to play. They're going to love this thing.
Well, I just figured too. We're only spending $300 for that. Maybe we can get something else.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, maybe some new board games.
Foosball. The log button start playing right now. We'll see what happens. Well, let's make a motion then to do the 3,800.
Motion.
You good, John, with that?
Yeah.
Dogs. Second by Jared.
Second.
Looking forward to playing on it when I become a senior.
Well, you'll be an invited guest, so I will bring you up. So,
know,
all those in favor, move forward with this motion for 3,800.
Aye.
Those against, just bought a pool table. And they're going to be delighted.
I'm not sure.
You're not supposed to tell people what's wrong with you.
Any other items that we need to bring up tonight?
I got this Gentile in the elementary school, so.
You did?
Yeah. And I've sold her 3 cars. I still have the last escape I sold.
That's right. I love it.
You must sell the goldfish, did you?
Hmm?
The goldfish?
No. No, I left the goldfish behind. Oh, they were in the library. We had doggies in the first grade.
Where did you go up there? I don't think I've got
nobody in there.
Nobody's in there? Okay.
Executive session?
Where
are you? Public comment?
Anything else that we'd like to discuss? Because we do have multiple person issues that we're going to talk about, interviewing some candidates and such like that in the executive session. We may come out in afterwards and make a selection on a candidate if the board feels that they're prepared to do that. But other than that, so we need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by
Tim.
Yes. For the interview process, do you think, or not?
We have other stuff.
Yeah.
She can wait for
it. Yeah, just for the interview process. Okay, so we got that. And
thanks.
Motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.